Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
Well, Kathy, it's interesting.
Available now on the Rich Eisen Show app.
Look at it this way. You know, there's a silver lining. You may have a new coach before the end of the season.
Adam, did Buffalo throw anything at you early that maybe surprised you at all?
Nope.
Earlier on the show, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk Live, Mike Florio, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah. Coming up, Fox Sports NFL reporter Aaron Andrews. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. We've already chatted with Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk Live that kicks off the full day of NBC Sports on Peacock. We're right in the middle. We're going to take you to Brother from Another after our show and then PFT PM with Mike Florio. Once again, Dan Patrick's show precedes this one every single day. We love being on the air after DP, as we were for so many years on Audience, right here in Los Angeles, California. Daniel Jeremiah called in. Aaron Andrews about to call in as well. 2 hours since the hot mic picked up the president of the University of Nebraska, Ted Carter, saying that tonight Nebraska is making an announcement about it and the Big Ten. That's tonight. We're getting ready to announce the Huskers in Big Ten football tonight. Okay. There's a bunch of other member schools that are either in or out.
This is a Judge Smale situation?
I don't know.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, speaking of which, big Caddyshack news on this show.
Oh.
You know, the actor who played Danny Noonan, Michael O'Keefe.
Yeah.
He's currently on the bag of a Long Island pro at the U.S. Open.
I just saw. They were showing clips of
Danny Ballon is his, I think, is that his name? Like, get the gentleman's name right. Yeah, Danny Ballon. So Danny Noonan is on the bag for Danny Ballon.
Love it.
A head pro at a local Long Island club. And, you know, there's a lot of news seeing the famed caddy of Caddyshack out there caddying at Wingfoot the week of the U.S. Open. And Michael O'Keefe will be on tomorrow's edition of the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, Danny.
And tomorrow we will find out for sure.
Danny.
Whether Danny stands for goodness
or badness. Didn't want to do it.
Should I offer him a fresco? I mean, like, we could just go down.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we could finally open that Caddyshack trivia game we got.
Oh, and play that. That's literally been part of our set dressing for 6 years. Is it still wrapped in plastic?
100% still in the plastic.
Danny.
Oh, my God.
Danny.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if he's gone and mowed his lawn or anything like that.
Hand me my loofah.
There you go.
I can't foot the bill for everything, Chris.
There you go. So that's tomorrow. Kyle Brandt will follow him. Last week he had Paul Rudd, and then Kyle Brandt. Next year, this week, Michael Keaton.
Did you see that Paul Rudd video yesterday?
Yeah, where he's doing the millennials, playing a millennial.
Us fellow millennials have to wear masks.
Yeah, trying to yeet the coronavirus.
That's pretty funny.
Which we loved in our house because my kids say yeet all the time.
They do?
Yes, they do.
What does it mean?
I don't know. I honestly
could
don't
we
know.
Be more old?
I don't. I'm now 51.
I don't know.
Some of the music that they listen to, it's happening. I'm in a different generation.
Hold on, let me go to Urban Dictionary real quick.
Yeet. My oldest son writes it on pieces of paper and just leaves it notes in the house. Yeet. Y-E-E-T. Yeet.
Speaking of notes, have we gotten any
Taylor is writing a ton of stuff for her class, but she has yet to write us. He has not written many notes to us lately.
Right. She's not mad at anybody right now?
No, she's definitely mad at probably somebody.
Okay, O'Shea Jackson hasn't responded, but Carrie Champion has.
Carrie Champion has. Ooh. What is she? So, again, for anybody who might have been joining us here at the top of hour number three, we were getting all over our friend TJ Jefferson, social media grandmaster, diehard Clipper fan. How nervous is he about tonight? And should we tweet? I mean, should we text at him or not?
Right, like, of course.
And of course, we're going to.
Absolutely.
And I opined that Laker fans will be clearly rooting for the Nuggets tonight because A, it would eliminate Kawhi, and B, it would tell all the Clipper fans who have been saying that this is our town too. We have our dynamic duo in Kawhi and Paul George. Pipe down. We don't want to hear from you anymore. That they had the opportunity to make an LA versus LA Western Conference Finals, albeit in an Orlando bubble in a pandemic, but they had the opportunity to make it happen and lost three in a row and still haven't gotten to a conference finals. Like, that's the ability that Laker fans would have. Would they rather that than an actual win in the finals this year, even though when they know they've got more LeBron and probably Anthony Davis for years after that.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So I threw it out because, nobody talks more trash about the Lakers than O'Shea Jackson. So I was like, hey, real quick, O'Shea, would you rather a Lakers title this year? The Clippers lose tonight. Game seven. You hit it. Carrie Champion wrote back. Lakers won a title, dog.
Okay. That said. They've got a lot of those. They feel that there's more to come. Obviously, you want a title, but this is all sorts of deliciousness because the best way for them to get a title is to get Kawhi out. What a double dip for the Lakers tonight. Laker fan, feeling you.
I think LeBron's hosting Taco Tuesday and his presidential suite at Disney while they watch the game?
I do indeed.
For sure.
Or do they show up and watch the game in person?
Can they? I don't know. Can you?
Yeah, I think you can.
You can?
I think you can go watch.
What else they got to do?
Try to intimidate a little bit?
They're just taking in some basketball. What else are they going to do?
Scouting.
I don't know.
Well, LeBron's a student of the game, so if anybody
shows up. So they can.
Right.
You think they'll be there?
I mean, Doc was watching Rockets game.
That's true. Erin Andrews of Fox is going to be joining us shortly. She's got She's got her fandom fashion line, Wear by Erin Andrews, Wear by EA. She wants to talk about that a little bit, and we will do so. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the show. Let's get Chris Brockman's news update front and center to kick off hour three.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
Okay, so remember yesterday when Troy Vincent sent out the memo about coaches and not properly wearing the masks on the
threatening
sideline.
Threatening them with fines.
Threatening them with fines. Sternly worded, I think, was the word Adam Schefter used. Well, Sean McVay heard Troy Vincent.
Yes.
And knows that he was basically speaking to him.
I figured that memo was directed at me. I got to do a better job about that. And so moving forward, there will be a conscious effort to do that.
Now, are you going to stick with the face mask or are you going to maybe switch over to the face shield?
It's a good question. I haven't decided yet. I might even try one of the gators or, whatever, I don't know. I just know I've been getting blasted all day about it. So I just love it.
See,
Sean McVay.
Now a few things here. Sean McVay has a get back coach.
He does.
That was one of the more famous aspects, I think, of the Super Bowl run is that he is, and many coaches have a get back coach. They have a get back guy because so many coaches are so deep into the moment that they don't know that they have strolled onto the field of play, which is a 15-yard penalty if they stroll onto the field of play. Or they get in the way of the officials that are coming up and down the sideline. So there's always a get back, get back. There's a guy who also tells players to get back, get back. Coaches need a mask up guy now. They need a mask up guy. Because a ton of coaches, I guess, feel that when they're delivering the plays that it's muffled. It's probably difficult for the quarterback to hear in the helmet what the play is if it's somebody who's already muffled making the call. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I also don't understand why play callers are not taking advantage of the mask, because so many of them, first and foremost, Andy Reid, who, as we all know, has always held the play sheet up in front of his mouth so nobody could read his lips, he went with a face shield. And if you mask up, nobody could read your lips.
I know, like...
And you're in compliance, and it's better for public safety of you and the rest of your staff. So basically, the NFL is giving you a garment to essentially say, nobody could read your lips. I don't understand why it's so tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they are looking at poor McVay had, you know, honestly, think about the nationally televised games. We're all talking about Andy Reid's face shield on Friday.
Yep.
And on Monday, we're talking about Sean McVay not masked up on the Sunday night. I mean, McCarthy was masked up the entire time.
Yeah.
You know? Last night, I bet you Vrabel took that neck gaiter down half the time. And sometimes you'd see it's back up there again.
Sternly worded memos.
There you go.
There you go.
By the way, that could be a good fantasy team name. Sternly worded memos.
That's not bad. Okay, guys. Allen Robinson, Bears wide receiver. Not sure if you saw this morning, but you know, we're paying close attention to people's social media accounts these days.
Yes.
Well, Bears country has noticed that Allen Robinson has removed anything Chicago Bears related from his Twitter account. It used to say, the Allen Robinson, Pro Bowl wide receiver of the Chicago Bears. Now it says, the Allen Robinson, Pro Bowl wide receiver.
I don't understand this.
I think Allen Robinson wants to get paid, but...
I don't understand this.
What do you mean?
I follow ESPN and SportsCenter.
Okay. But there was no Twitter in 2003.
I still would have followed my colleagues. Even if I was bitter enough to basically say I'm following... You know, but I would change... You know, I don't understand. Okay. And I wouldn't change it in the middle of my negotiations with him either. If Twitter was around May of 2003, when things were beginning to go sideways fast between me and ESPN,
yeah, all of a sudden you unfollow Steve Levy and
right.
Scott Van Pelt and right. ESPN, that would raise some eyebrows, I think.
I don't understand what this gleans.
It's like if you're a MVP,
right,
and you're about to win a second MVP,
right,
and there's a lot of speculation because you got bounced early from the playoffs,
yes,
where you might be playing in a year or two,
yes,
and then you unfollowed all of your teammates,
yes,
on Instagram. That would probably create, you know, some issues.
Do you think Matt Nagy talking him up on the show yesterday has something to do with, hey, he's coaching him up through the Rich Eisen show, do you think?
I hope that we're...
That'd be great. Because, again, you know, we're here for that.
So who do you think gets traded first?
I don't understand it.
Allen Robinson or Odell, who ends up on the Patriots first trade in like week 6? That's all I'm wondering.
You're going to give up a 2 and then cut the guy next year?
God, what a terrible trade.
They could use both of them, wouldn't they? But the Bears need him. They're not going to give him up.
Yeah.
Just because he unfollows his team? Come on.
It's weird.
I honestly don't understand.
But it is weird. I don't know why you're... It's like me unfollowing all of you guys in here.
Yeah, but...
And then being like, hey, what's up, guys? Acting like everything's normal. All right,
is that why you brought breakfast today? Is that what it was?
Something weird was
covering something up because the fact that he would spend a dime on any of us is really out of character.
I appreciate it, but it was a little weird when he's like, "Hey, have some breakfast," and I was like, yeah. "Well, who brought this?" He's like, "Me." I had to like make sure there wasn't stuff in that. I'm like, "Is there stuff in this?"
No, like post week one, we're back. Like, just, you know,
fun. Was it like an 8-for-1 special today?
No, but I had to wait like 15 minutes because I got 10, and they're like, well...
Did you really just go in and I say, I'm going to get breakfast for everybody?
Yeah, I thought about it last night. I was like, I really kind of...
You thought about it last night? You've been cultivated. It's like your Lufthansa heist. Yeah. You cultivated that
table. Left the house a little early.
Huh.
But then I got there, and they only had 5 ready, so
honestly,
I had to wait for 5 more.
I wish Del Tufo was here today because he would...
I know, I forgot Mike wasn't going to be here.
He would concur with us that this is out of character.
Fatherhood has changed this man for the better. I'm telling you. Cage Brockman has made him a better man, and I'm here for
it. I don't know. I think they just probably handed him an extra bag, and he didn't say anything.
That's probably more... like, I'm trying to give him props.
I wouldn't either. I'd be like, joke's on you.
See ya. Out.
Okay, so
sneaky good money.
We saw Steven Guskowski stink last night, right? Well, he is still going to be the Titans kicker.
There you go.
They announced they're sticking with him in week two.
He still made the kick. Just imagine the pressure. You know, as a kicker, if you miss this, basically this flight home is your last with the team. You know it.
Yeah.
If you miss that kick, and he booted it straight through, man. Maybe that's what Vic Fangio was saying. Go ahead and kick it.
And
I want to say this. I went all in on Fangio to start this show. Did we tweet that video out of me?
Oh, not yet.
It's like a horror movie. Yet, please put that out there because I'm, you know, if I say it here, I have no, obviously, everywhere. Belichick let the clock run down in the Super Bowl against Seattle. And if Marshawn had gotten the ball and booted it through, a lot of that conversation about the Seahawks being back-to-back champs the next day would have eventually landed on what was Bill thinking?
Bill knew that it was Pete Carroll.
Well, no, But he knew what it was is that that the pressure would be mounting on the opponent to make a play, and he did put the pressure on Darrell Bevell, who called a pass. Well, I mean, he called a pass.
Yeah.
And Malcolm Butler, who was beaten deep on a couple of occasions last night, who did, by the way, go up to Gostkowski before the kick. Did you see? They cut away, and they showed him, like, going up to him and saying, let's go. We got us.
Yeah. At one point, they showed after, I think it was after the third missed field goal, Gostkowski was sitting on the bench. He took off his shoes. And I'm like, is he just quitting mid-game?
That's like Allen Robinson unfollowing all the Bears. A kicker taking off his shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he changed shoes. Maybe he changed socks. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
That's usually what UFC fighters do when they want to retire. They'll take the gloves off and leave them in the octagon. Maybe he was just like, I'm done.
He's still going.
That's what I thought he was doing.
He could have gone like, who is the barefoot kicker? Is that Matt Mosley? Matt Mosley was a straight-on kicker.
Mark Mosley?
Mark Mosley.
Was he barefoot?
Was he barefoot? There was a barefoot kicker.
There's been a few back in the day. There's been a few.
Barefoot kicking, man. What else?
Okay, MLB announced the bubble for the playoffs. It's official, okay? So the ALCS is going to be played in San Diego.
Look at that.
The NLCS in Arlington, and the World Series will be at the Rangers Stadium in Arlington.
In Texas. So they're bubbling up. I think there's also the divisional series.
Yeah, so the divisional rounds, one round will be played in Arlington and another round will be played in Houston.
Right.
And the ALCS, the ALCS is in San Diego. The ALDS is in San Diego and here in Los Angeles. Yeah.
So they're bubbling up.
I love it. That's a great idea.
And just in these spots.
It's great. Hope they pull it off.
Oh, my gosh. I hope so, too. So that means the Yankees could be playing in Dodger Stadium. If they get there, man. I'm serious.
I mean, the pluckiest 8 seed ever, the New York Yankees.
Can I dress up as a cardboard cutout for that one? Get in there. Just put up a cardboard cutout in front of me and hope they don't notice me getting in there, sneaking in there.
So the wild card begins September 29th. Game one of the World.
That's 2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah, and game one of the World Series will be played on October 20th.
Okay. Baseball is going to do. So hold on a second. Are you seeing baseball's first wild card night is going up against the first Trump Biden?
Oh, is that true? Tuesday,
presidential
the
29th? Debate.
Well, I know what I'll be watching.
I mean, baseball just cannot.
Baseball.
I guess I got to start when they start and just figure it out, and everyone will just watch it sometime.
Is that the one with Joe Rogan?
I'll be watching baseball.
Definitely not.
Rich Carlos was a barefoot
kicker. Rich Carlos. Yes. Good one.
Yeah.
Very good. Has O'Shea Jackson Jr. chimed in yet? He must be off of Twitter. He must be getting ready to hate on you tonight. When we come back, Aaron Andrews of Fox Sports will join us. NFL on Fox and the Wear by Aaron Andrews clothing line. We'll discuss all that with Aaron Andrews when we come back. This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full game replays and see all of the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game every week. And it's the perfect way to rewatch a game like, say, Chiefs-Texans, the season opener from Thursday night. Catch it on NFL Game Pass. It's all the action, all the football you can handle, all in one place. And NFL Game Pass is really the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best players with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. Learn from the best like Deshaun Watson, Stephon Gilmore, by the way, the reigning defensive player of the year, Devontae Adams, and many, many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Films archive. It's the perfect way to follow an NFL season. NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops. Back here on Peacock on our stream here every single day from 12 to 3 Eastern Time. The radio audience in certain parts of this country will rejoin us in about 90 seconds when the NBCSN audience rejoins us as well to make us one happy quadcast. Aaron Andrews about to join us from Fox Sports. Brockman, what's the poll question update over there as we currently stand?
Yeah, looking at which team should be panicking the most after week one. Browns lead the way, 38.5%. Eagles, 36%, so they're neck and neck.
There you go. The Eagles, man. That offensive line was brutal.
Brutal.
And Washington just ate them up. Even though they took a big lead on Washington, eventually they just settled in and just went and hit them. And next up for Washington's pass rush is Kyler Murray.
I know.
And that offense. That is going to be a fun, sneaky, fun week two contest.
Couple of 1-0 teams.
Yeah. Winner of that goes 2-0, huh? Last year's first overall selection, trying to avoid the rush of this year's second overall selection. Kyler Murray beat the other number two overall selection from the Ohio State, Nick Bosa. Now here comes Chase Young for the Arizona Cardinals. Who do they have up after that? Home for Detroit, at Carolina, at the Jets. Hey now, they have a nice run in front of them potentially. Back now on the Rich Eisen Show, our quadcast family is complete. NBCSN has rejoined us. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. If you're on hold, stay on hold and enjoy the conversation I'm just about to have with NFL on Fox reporter and also the clothing line, Wear by Aaron Andrews, is available at fanatics.com or nflshop.com right now for you to show off your fandom. Aaron Andrews of Fox back here on the Rich Eisen Show. It has been too long. Aaron Andrews, how you doing?
Too long. And also I'll plug the NCAA line we have with your Michigan Wolverines available. I'm gonna does your lovely wife, does she cheer for Michigan, or what does she
cheer
for?
Oh God, no. What Susie does frequently, Aaron, is stand there and leave me alone in the Ohio State pit of misery. And then come back in about 10 minutes later, and it's a 30-point worse deficit, and I get the, oh, honey, not again. Like, oh. I get that. But she's a Columbia Lion. Do you have any Columbia gear, Aaron?
You know what? Not we didn't get that approval yet.
You haven't gone Ivy League yet?
Enough. Nope, not that one. We're getting there. How are you?
I am doing great. It's too bad that your line wasn't available when you were supposed to wear Florida Gator gear because my Wolverines beat your Gators in the NCAA tournament. It's too bad that wasn't available back then, Aaron.
Oh, yeah. It always comes down to Michigan and Florida, either in basketball or some lame bowl. I was telling Brady that, I don't know, at some point in the offseason, he tweeted something, and it was like a sunset of orange and blue, and I was like, perfect, Gators. And he's like, ow. Yeah, we just can't get out of our own way, Michigan and Florida, sometimes, huh?
Well, it was bad news for my Wolverines in a couple of bowl games ago. But Tom, if I'm not mistaken, made his final appearance as a Michigan Wolverine, destroying Florida and Urban Meyer before he went into the pros, and still everybody ignored him, even though he set records that I do believe Rex Grossman eventually beat in that Orange Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
Sexy Rexy?
That's the one. Yeah. That is the one.
You know what, Rich? I had a great time on this show. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you later.
No.
You know what I appreciate about this show? It's not on a Zoom call, so you don't care what I look like right now. I mean, what has happened to everybody in quarantine that we need now to look at each other? I don't need that.
I know. And see what, if you were on, what does the Aaron Andrews office look like? What does the Andrews cave look like?
It's pretty sexy. It is more my husband's man cave that I then, once we got married and I, you know, came to that, moved to the house, I put a desk in. we had to move over some of the photos of the 2012-2014 King Championship. Oh, that's great. You're at the White House. Here's my picture of me and Big Poppy. Yay.
right.
But, you know, it's good. We have it perfectly lit. In the back is our, is, you know, one of the bars in our house and his jerseys and some pictures of him doing a face-off against Iserman. And then our Peloton is to the left. So it's not bad. We've, you know, our laptops are elevated, so you get the high angle. And we've lit it pretty well, but yeah, the office has turned into an absolute disaster down there.
Everybody's got to show off their office settings, I guess, these days.
Yeah.
Aaron Andrews here on the Rich Eisen Show. Your office this weekend was the Superdome. What was it like doing your gig in a pandemic in an empty Superdome that you normally have to struggle to hear what you're thinking because it's so damn loud? What was that like for you?
No, I, that is a game where my dad is constantly texting me before, you know, whenever I'm at the Superdome, and he said, make sure you put that mic close to your mouth. You know, I can't imagine how loud it is. Rich, and listen, we're all so happy to be back. We'll play however, you know, we can, but
right.
It was bizarre. I mean, I had my head down for a minute getting everything ready to go for my first hit, and I missed the Bucks running out. I mean, I wanted to see TB lead them out. Here we go. Because there's no noise. And then I just said to Joe and Troy on a conference call, this is what it reminded me of. Back in the day when I was in elementary and middle school and I was on a dance troupe, and yes, I was in the back row because I was 5'8" when I was in third grade, which, you know, is the reason why I have the posture that I have. We'd always have to go perform at the state fair, and nobody's there except my mom and some of her friends, you know, who had had a few cocktails and were cheering. And here they are, the BSDA dance troupe. And my mom's like, woo! That's what it sounded like when Drew Brees and the Saints ran out. It was bizarre.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like my mom and her three friends. It was really weird.
So what is the sound in the stadium? I mean, we're hearing sound, you know, on the broadcast. And I'm not mistaken. I think Fox in that broadcast even played some boos when a call went against the Saints. And I'm like, that's real. That's something that was that would actually have happened. But what are you hearing?
Right.
What are you hearing in the stadium?
Yeah, I think that was a Kamara play. Nothing. I mean, Sean Payton said it perfectly to us before we got to the stadium. They practiced with it. He goes, it kind of sounds like a lame cocktail party. So we thought, all right, what does that sound like? And then they turned it on, and you got a little startled, and you thought, oh, yeah, this is a lame cocktail party. It's just like a weird little buzz, but it's not loud. I mean, when Brady threw his first interception and he screamed, you know, he threw two F-bombs, you could hear it so well. I mean, it was unbelievable. You're like, oh, my gosh, did that make it on air? Of course it did. I can't be on the field, but I heard the talking back and forth to guys, to opposing players is so clear. You can hear it all. I wish I could. I mean, another example is sometimes they would pump in like a song. I think they played like Usher once. They were like, bam, 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 bam. And I just yelled, yeah. And I totally forgot that the players could hear me because there's no buzz in there. Bend over to the front and touch your toes. I mean, I was like, oh my gosh. Okay.
Right.
It's just weird. But again, thankful. We're having games this Thursday. I don't like the way your poll question is going, but we do have the Browns and the Bengals.
You do.
And,
you sure do.
6,000 fans are going to be there. So I'm interested to see what that's like.
But before we get to that.
We don't hear what is on the TV in that stadium. So
right.
That was a long way of answering that.
No. It's great. Aaron Andrews here on the Rich Eisen Show, and we'll get to your clothing line in a second. But how can you do your gig if you can't get on the field? I mean, like you're trying to suss out so much. How can you how can you suss out when you're not allowed due to protocols on the field?
It's a bummer, but you know there's a lot of prep before. Like after I get off with you, I'm going to talk to a couple of Browns players. The thing you miss the most is the pre-game warm up where you can walk out on the field and either on their headphones. So you don't get that. We are still, thank God, you know, the league is helping us. We are still able to talk to the coach at the half, which I think is huge. Honestly, I mean, we're in contact with the PR down on the field. If you wanted to scream to someone and try to get a reaction pre-game, you probably could because they can hear us. It's just we're all making adjustments, right? It's a big bummer, but I'm so glad we're back to work.
Aaron Andrews here on the Rich Eisen Show. Ask Aaron the poll question. Go for it. Let's see what her two cents is here.
All right, Aaron, who should be panicking most after week one? Browns, Cowboys, Eagles, Vikings.
What do you think?
I mean, I know the Browns are winning. I think because I'm reading all these articles right now about already after week one, there's so much worry about this connection between Baker and Odell. Their line's banged up going into this. You know, they're without their starting linebacker. Jacob Phillips is now hurt. I would say them right now. Hopefully they can turn it around on Thursday night.
I know. By the way, fantastic plug for the game that, again, you're going to – and by the way, just so you know, everyone out there, this is a game that's exclusively on NFL Network, so that's not a Fox thing that Erin was not trying to look for something extra in her paycheck right there.
No.
This is exclusively on NFL Network on Thursday night. But this is big. I mean, you are not wrong. I mean, if the Browns start this season 0-2 with two losses in five games – and two within division. That is significant, certainly with the way that they got beat up by the Ravens and the way that the Steelers looked last night. That would be significantly problematic for them.
Yeah, and then you think about a Joe Burrow walking in, a rookie quarterback beating this group that, talking in the offseason, not as much, obviously, as last year. But then you think about it, and we were just, you know, discussing it, all of us on the phone, about Tom and Arians, and again, how it looked like a preseason game, and Stefanski didn't have a lot of time, you know, with this Browns team as well. So this is interesting. I mean, this whole scenario is crazy. It's wild. When will teams start looking like themselves, you know? And I was just saying, I mean, I haven't even unpacked my suitcase from Sunday because I'm not used to being in this whole, you know, routine again. And this Browns team has to turn around and play, on Thursday after, again, a really weird off season. A lot of guys are injured right now. Here we go, week two already.
And so what did you glean being as, I guess, immersed as you possibly can be with the COVID, with the Bucs, with this team that has, I think they're winning the Super Bowl, at least I predicted it. I don't know, you know, what to make of what I just saw other than the fact that it's just going to take some time. But what did you glean talking to everybody there about gelling and what they expect?
First of all, that defense is awesome.
They are.
I mean, even that young secondary, they looked great. And
right.
That, I mean, Michael Thomas was held in check, so that was really encouraging because I didn't know if they would, you know, they had a rookie obviously starting out there, and I didn't know if he would light them up, if Drew would. There is a sense of urgency, and that is brought on when Tom is there. Now, and he had said to us, Tom did, look, I mean, there's going to be things we learn in this game that we like and that we don't like, and we're just going to have to grow throughout the whole thing. That line better protect him. I did get a little worried a couple of times when he hit the deck. The other thing is I'm interested to see how some of these receivers react because you know Tom, I know Tom. Things got real on Sunday on that flight back. It wasn't the good old, hey, let's go to the high school and throw the ball around. It's like, Mike Evans, come sit next to me, and this is what we're doing, and this is what I'm seeing, and you need to learn. Godwin, here we go. He loves that Scotty Miller. I know we talked about it on our broadcast, but he said to us in the game or in our conference call, a lot of people won't know who he is going into this season. They will at the end of this season. He loves that kid.
Erin Andrews here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, before I send you in the rest of your Tuesday, which I appreciate you spending with us now that you're traveling all over the country right now. Let's talk about where by Erin Andrews. This is when you get the NFL to say, okay, here's some marks and logos. Let's make a business deal. That's significant. What have you? How'd you pull that one off, Erin?
How'd you do it? Well, listen, I mean, we've been trying to do this for the last 5-6 years. I kind of thought there was a white space for it. I thought there were women out there. You know, I was a woman I still am a woman. I was, a person as I rooted for my husband with the Kings. I was looking for something that I could wear to the games and cheer for them. And then, obviously go get a drink afterwards or go to dinner. We wanted to make a kind of a fashion line that you could wear everywhere, anywhere, not just, at tailgates or on Monday nights and Thursday nights and Sundays, kind of make it a staple in your closet. And we had a real soft launch last year and we crushed it. And our 2020 line came out last week and styles are going fast and we're pumped up and we just signed on with NCAA and the NBA as well. So we're very excited about it. I'm just trying to get into your world to be so successful. I'm just trying to be the female Rich Eisen. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what, Erin? I don't know how to quite handle that one. I think you're doing just fine in your own right. Fanatics.com and NFLShop.com. I'm waiting to see what the what would the wear by RE look like. It would have to be like a cardigan with a logo or a sweater or something like that.
Definitely a sweater situation.
I mean,
the quarter zip.
I don't see you as a turtleneck guy, but you know, you look great. You could do ties.
I could do that.
You know, button down shirts that don't wrinkle because you're at the desk all day. I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas.
Wear by RE. We're spitballing right here.
Yeah, we are.
And again, fanatics.com, NFLShop.com. Before we were for some reason, I don't know, the subject of Stanley Cup and drinking out of it's come up. You know, I imagine you have done that twice, correct? Because Jarrett Stahl, your husband, is one. Couple of cups, right? Do you have any good stories
I've done
with that?
It once.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Once. I was not in the picture in 2000. We got introduced actually that off season. So
okay.
Great off season for Jarrett Stoll. He won the cup and then he met his future wife. But it's fun. I will say the Stanley Cup, and I can say this, you know, very candidly, it brings the freaks out. Like, we took that puppy back to Saskatchewan where he lives, and there were people coming out of the woodwork just to hold that thing. We feel bad for the guys now. I hope Tampa Bay makes it tonight to play the Stars in the Stanley Cup Finals. But with all the worries about COVID, it's like Jared's like, nobody's going to care. They're all going to be drinking out of it. There's no protocol for that. And I hope not.
Oh, my.
Love that cup.
So, yeah, because and again, the concept is it whoever you can't drink. It has to be tipped to you by somebody who's won it, right? Is that the protocol for this, to drinking out of the cup?
Yes, it is the protocol. And you can't lift it up over your head unless you want it. I mean, I've lifted it up with him, but, you know, we've been at parties with it and some weirdo comes and tries to lift it and they're like, no.
They're
serious very
business.
Serious. I mean, I know where teammates have dropped it and dented it kind of like Gronk style, and they take it into another room and they bang it out. And it's the holy grail. It's the best trophy out there. It really is.
Well, in the meantime, be safe. Enjoy being at games, even though you're in the minority. The rest of the country's back there watching. Best to Troy and Joe and everybody else at Fox. And have a great Thursday night season and Sundays, and we'll be watching.
Yeah, I miss you. Hope we get to see each other at some
right
point.
Right back at you. Thanks, Aaron. You take care of yourself. At Aaron Andrews on Twitter. Also on Instagram, at WhereByEA on Instagram as well. Fanatics.com and NFLShop.com is how you can get that in a whole bunch of schools. No Syracuse, I don't think.
Yeah, we don't deserve it.
But they do have Georgia. If you want to get something for...
Now we're talking.
No, well, you just went higher register, which means you're not interested. But you know what? He's tapped out after bringing in breakfast today. He's just done. He'll take it for free.
For week.
He brought in breakfast, and that's the end of that.
It's a wrap.
You know, you try to do one nice thing for your coworkers and friends.
We appreciate it, bro.
It's great. No, it was really great.
Wow. No more.
We'll take a break and empty the phone banks and get you set for tonight's big game 7 between the Clippers and the Nuggets. Oh, baby. TJ's on the griddle when we come back.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. Bet online to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com, GEICO.com. We love being here, and soon it's going to be our exclusive home. We're waiting for the moment back for the NBCSN audience coming up. Just about 90 seconds time. That's when our terrestrial radio audience returns as well. We say hello to our Sirius XM Channel 211 friends as well. Your C's tonight, sir. Against the Heat.
It's going to be a great series, this man. I fully expect that to go seven games.
You do?
I do.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
On ESPN.
I mean, they're a really tough team. They shoot the lights out.
In game seven.
Bam Adebayo, big presence inside. So we'll see what happens. Going to need more out of Kemba. We'll see if Gordon Hayward gets in the lineup. He's been down there. He's been quarantining. He's been working out. So we'll see if he's ready to go.
Yeah. You beat an Ananobi and you got an Adebayo.
Hey-o.
See what you can do. All right. Or I don't know. That's the only analysis I have for that. All right. The Islanders and Lightning. Who joins the Dallas Stars for the right to win the Stanley Cup? I do believe, I think it was Kopitar who tipped the cup in my direction
for you?
Me to drink out of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was amazing. It does have a little taste to it. There's beer in there.
Taste of sterling silver or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever that is. Yeah.
It's like 100-year-old metal.
Yeah, somebody used to dip their old skate from the slough that they grew up next to.
I mean, I don't want to know where Alexander Ovechkin took that.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a lot of protocols that are necessary.
Disinfected.
Okay. Let's take some phone calls. Let's take some calls. Manny in El Paso, Texas, back here. How you doing, Manny?
Manny, what's up, bro?
How you doing, sir? I am applauding you over here in the desert because the Rich Eisen Show will not stay in its lane. It will not stick to sports. The Rich Eisen Show has its thumb and finger on the pulse of the nation. How
Thank
are you,
you
sir?
I appreciate that. I appreciate you saying that, Manny. What's going on in your mind and your world over there?
Well, first of all, happy birthday, Mrs. Eisen. Not only did she raise the best dad ever, but a saint. There you go.
Well, I don't play for New Orleans, but I appreciate you saying that, and so does my mom.
Well, I was going to ask you guys. I heard Chris talking about this earlier. Have you realized that any athlete that has done commercials has not done well? You mentioned Baker Mayfield. Commercials are funny, but he stinks on Sundays. Dak Prescott, he's doing commercials. Look what's happened to him. Aaron Rodgers, he was dating Olivia Mom, broke up. Dated Danica Patrick, broke up. Still doing Allstate commercials. And now he may lose the love of his life, the starting quarterback at the Packers.
Well, Manny, I love you, but how does Patrick Mahomes for State Farm fit into that theory right now?
Well, hopefully he only does that one.
No, I think he's back.
There's Chris Paul, there's Peyton Manning. Look at Von Miller. He was doing the commercials for Old Spice. Yeah, now he's sitting at home watching the reruns of him dancing with the stars and so forth.
All right, thank
Damian
you.
Damian Lillard, Aaron Judge.
All right, Manny, thank you very much. Appreciate that. I'm not ready for the Hulu jinx yet.
Hulu.
For Aaron Judge. Not ready to say that just yet. Kawhi doesn't say a word in his commercial.
He doesn't.
Which is fitting.
It's amazing.
Can you imagine how much he must have made? Hey, Kawhi, here's what we want you to do. Just show up. Don't say a thing. Look over there. Stand there. Walk this way and don't say anything. No. Yeah. Or does it basically, hey, Kawhi, we want you to do a commercial. No, I'm not doing that. No. Well, you don't have to say anything.
I don't have to say anything?
No. Sold. I mean, how much? Oh, that much? Okay, great. I'm there.
All right, Rich. O'Shea Jackson.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. has...
He has responded.
He has responded.
He has responded.
He is the biggest Laker fan we have ever had on this show. And went straight at Clipper fans everywhere through the microphone. Okay, what did you go?
What? All right. He said, what kind of question is this? We have to win it for Kobe. I don't care who has to get run over in order for me to do this. I've seen the Clippers lose my whole life. It would just be another drop in the bucket. So a title for Kobe after losing him is all I want more than anything.
Would you rather a Lakers title this year or the Clippers to lose tonight in game seven? Triggered him.
He took our bait.
We like it.
That's what we wanted.
Stone cold O'Shea Jackson, everybody. Now, look, I mean, obviously they wanted a title. That's the reason why tweeting it out would be a problem, because I said there would be just a quick hitch in the giddy up where it would be like, what do you mean? Oh, of course we want to win, but man, I'd love for the Clippers to lose. Don't have to hear from them anymore. Just another drop in the bucket.
I've been watching.
I am hoping for your sake and for every Clipper fan that I know, and I know a ton in this town. And they're diehard. Mm-hmm. They really are. They didn't just hop on the bandwagon when Kawhi and
Playoff
P arrived this summer. They've been living and dying. They've been sitting courtside watching Boban and Oluwakandi. And Boban's actually in the Hall of Fame compared to Oluwakandi and all those guys. We could go on. Darius Miles, all of them.
Pikowski.
Living through the Donald Sterling era.
McGetty.
I wish and only hope this for you, that they win tonight, they do gain the Western Conference Finals, and you take care of business, and you bookmark that tweet from O'Shea Jackson.
Done.
And send it right back in his direction. I can only wish that for you. I've seen the Clippers lose my whole life. It would just be another drop in the bucket. You can't say anything now because you should have been through already. We should have been already planning for game one of LA versus LA. We should have been planning for that prior to the weekend. We should have been planning that. You can't say anything right now. You're nervous. It's happening again. It's materializing the trapdoor that I know as a Jet fan, that Jeff from Detroit knows as a Lion fan, that anybody who's a fan of the Bengals will talk about it.
Cowboy fans.
No, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I grew up watching the opening of Dallas and getting excited with the flyover of Texas Stadium. You've had amazing players play for your franchise for decades. True. It's been a while since you've won. There is an entire generation of fans who never saw it, but at least you've had it.
True that.
You cannot compare the Cowboys with Jets or Lions or Bengals fans. You just flat out can't. But as Clipper fan, you certainly can. I'm rooting for you, sir.
Thank you.
All due respect to Denver fans. Bookmark that tweet, and I sure hope we can send it back in that direction at least 10 days to 14 days from now. Otherwise, tomorrow's going to be a long-ass edition of the Rich Eisen Show for you, sir.
There's a good chance I could end up catching the Rona tomorrow.
No.
Just putting that out there.
Don't even joke about that.
Clippers lose tonight, right? We got to get O'Shea on tomorrow.
Do we?
I don't know.
Do we? I don't know. It's not a cause for celebration for him.
He's already said it don't matter.
Dropping the
bucket. He already says it's another drop in the bucket.
I'm just saying, you know.
My palms are sweaty.
I bet.
Robert in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. What's up, Robert? You're on the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, is this Righteous Rich Eisen?
I'm definitely the last two. What do you got?
You're cool, man. I just want to tip my hat first to your mother and father for raising such a true paragon of society.
Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. Susie and I are trying to pass that on from her side of the family as well to our three kids. So that's what we're trying to do every day.
I was going to talk to you about the Dolphins. I think they're the ones that have a real problem with Shane Gailey, who is taken out of retirement. I didn't see a draw play. I didn't see a misdirection. I didn't see an end around. I didn't even see a screen play. I'm hoping maybe they'd get Chad Pennington to be there.
Wow. Don't get so down on Fitzmagic just yet.
No, I like Fitzmagic. I just don't like your offensive coordinator. I want to see Chad Pennington come in there and run that offense. Dink him and dunk him and move the chains.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. And thanks for what you said about my folks and the show and all that. What happened to Jordan Howard? He just disappeared until they needed a touchdown.
I don't know. There's a lot of interesting running back situations in the league right now.
There are. Rams, Dolphins.
Washington, Steelers. Suddenly now Benny Snell is running for 120
yards. I love Mike Tomlin, his phraseology. Did you hear what he had to say about Connor? He said, we're going to leave the light on for James Connor this coming week.
Motel 6? I mean, what are we doing?
Is that what it is? Yeah. Leave the light on for you? Yeah. They're going to leave the light on. You have a chance to pick somebody up tonight in your fantasy. Do you take Nyheim Hines or Benny Snell?
I take Benny Snell.
I do too, don't you?
Yeah. We have Hines in the Allison Chains.
I know that. I'm not concerned about Whirlpool of Despair.
I'm not either.
I'm concerned about my poker league right now.
Already?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Does he have Saquon, and who's your number two guy?
It's Devin Singletary, and Kittle got hurt, and Zach Ertz might lose his job to Dallas Goedert. Did you hear? I should have taken Ertz out of the lineup, even though he scored a touchdown. Again, this is what a knee-jerk league this is. But Ian Rappaport on Game Day Morning said that Zach Ertz and Howie Roseman got into it in practice on Friday.
Oh, jeez.
Loudly.
That they got into it because Ertz wants a new deal, and I'm sure he loves Goddard as a teammate and what have you, but he's reading writing on the wall.
Pay that man his money.
But it was also he dropped a big fourth down play that was the essential nail in the coffin for Philadelphia. What a dreadful start that was. That's why I have them panicking the most. Although, Doug Peterson's probably like, whatever, that's just one game.
Peterson.
Philly and the Rams. Philly has the Rams and then Cincinnati, and then they're at San Francisco. San Francisco's back-to-back against the Giants and the Jets. They're staying out in the East Coast.
Wow.
In between. They're not going back.
I think that's just what the doctor ordered for them.
I thought you couldn't do that.
How about this? I think...
California just got lifted off the New York, New Jersey travel ban.
Okay. Hey, how about this one? Who's the better team in MetLife, Giants or Jets?
Giants, for sure.
I can't.
Danny Dimes looked pretty good for a second there.
Does Long Island University have a team that plays there?
Thomas in Kansas City.
Are they playing?
Thomas in Kansas City, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Thomas?
How's it going, man? Love you. Love the show.
Right back at you. Thank you for saying that.
Hey, quick question. Hey, my Chiefs, man. Do you see them going undefeated this year? I mean, the schedule looks pretty favorable other than them playing. Now, hold on. Wait a minute now. Other than them playing, Baltimore, I think the schedule might be pretty favorable. And I'll listen out the air, my man.
Okay, thank you.
Be good, Thomas.
They're at New Orleans.
At Buffalo, spicy.
By the way, how does Week 15 at New Orleans taste for a nice little preview, potentially? How about that?
At Tampa.
You know what would be a really amazing Super Bowl? Would be Seattle and Kansas City. Would be just an amazing Super Bowl.
That over couldn't be high enough. And
we're just at week one, but that would be tremendous Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Jamal Adams, we cannot... I think it can't be stressed enough what he's bringing and what Pete's going to bring out of him. And, oh, my gosh.
We were watching that game, obviously, because they were playing the
Falcons. There was two of them on the field.
There was like eight of them. He was everywhere.
I know. And you know what I feel about Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
That guy's going to wear a gold jacket one day, too. Kansas City... Who beats him in division? I mean, maybe the Raiders can go toe-to-toe with him or something like that?
Yeah, I doubt it.
Well, Drew Locke is going to, for a team in that division to beat the Chiefs, everything's got to go right for him that day. Hey, Carr played a very clean game at Carolina. Right? No picks. I don't think he took a sack either. Josh Jacobs was tremendous.
He was. The thing about the Chiefs is...
So the Raiders, to me, are the only team that could, things go right on a day.
In division.
Yes.
In division.
Correct.
Their three hardest games are all on the road. At Buffalo, at Tampa, at New Orleans.
Buffalo could beat them.
At Baltimore. Their four hardest games are all on the road.
As you know, my preseason pick for Coach of the Year was McDermott in Buffalo. Because you got to pick somebody of a team that breaks through...
I mean, Bills win 12 games. He's going to get it.
Kansas City has Jets are going to go into Arrowhead, Carolina into Arrowhead. And I know, again, there's enough fans in there already. You heard what it's like on Thursday, right?
It was loud. I mean, if that Jets team that showed up in Buffalo shows up in Arrowhead,
by the way, week four, Cam and Kansas City. That's a late window. CBS, Romo and Nance should basically get an Airbnb in Kansas City, Romo and Nance.
For real?
Just check in every three weeks.
I mean, Seattle, New England. Let's just, before we get ahead of ourselves, Sunday nighter. Woo, baby.
Al says Al doesn't have to leave the West Coast for a week and a half. He's fired up. What's the Sunday game after that? It's Green Bay at New Orleans. Hey, now.
Oh, mama.
San Francisco hosting Philadelphia is after that.
Seattle, Minnesota.
Minnesota at Seattle. I mean
Vikings
Minnesota.
Better show
Minnesota.
Up, man.
Oh, my gosh.
They better show
I
up.
I was so surprised
Me
by
too.
That.
Me too.
And again, that would be my mulligan. I would mulligan out of that.
Back
I would
to Green
mulligan
Bay?
Out of that. I would mulligan out of that to Green Bay right now.
And are you going to switch Colts to Titans?
That was so disappointing, but I still can't do it yet.
I feel bad for Houston. They got to play Baltimore this week. They could be 0-2.
I still can't do it yet. So I want to thank today's guests, Mike Florio, Daniel Jeremiah, and Aaron Andrews. Tomorrow, Michael O'Keefe will be on. Danny Noonan's on the bag right now at the U.S. Open.
Danny.
He's going to be joining us. Kyle Brandt as well. Who else is on tomorrow's show as well? I don't have the list here in front of me. I wish I need to know this sort of stuff. On tomorrow's show, those two folks are on tomorrow.
Chase Crawford.
Chase Crawford and Terry Bradshaw. Look at us.
Let's have a show.
That's on Wednesdays. Let's have a show. As if we had a choice.
Hey,
TJ, I hope we see you tomorrow victorious.
Good luck.
And maybe back-to-back free breakfast for everybody. Come on now.
If the Celtics win, I'm buying.
Near, far, wherever you are.
Hi, this is Chris Myers. For more than three decades, I've covered some of the biggest events in sports and talked with some of the most fascinating personalities. But now I want to invite you to join me for my new podcast, CMI, The Chris Myers Interview on Podcast One. Covered a lot of events, World Series, Red Sox, White Sox breaking through at their time, the Super Bowl as recently as Mahomes and the Chiefs coming back against the 49ers. I was there to grab Brady after he had that tremendous comeback against the Falcons in the Super Bowl, and some tough times, the 89 earthquake World Series that rocked the Bay Bridge, and first to talk to O.J. Simpson live after both of his trials, and on the air through the 1996 Atlanta Olympic bombings, informing people as best we could at the time. We'll go in-depth on stories past, present, and future to the effect of the world of sports and everybody in and around it, from current athletes, Hall of Famers, and some people you and I know. Hope you tune in to CMI, The Chris Myers Interview, on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.